Members, please vote, signify their presence. Secretary, close the roll. Senator Fisher voted. He has.
The roll shows all senators present this morning.
May we stand for the invocation? Please proceed, Rabbi.
Mr. President, as we deliberate on the prayer this morning, we are reminded that a year ago this day, there was an unsuccessful attempt at assassination of the Pope. And the Pope has delivered this one-sentence prayer. I quote, God, give me work for the rest of my life and a life for the rest of my work. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Without objection, will that prayer be spread on the journal? Would the secretary certify as correctness of the daily journal?
I wish to certify as to correctness of the journal for the 111th, for the 121st legislative day, and Senate supplement number 46.
You have the floor, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I'd move the action unanimous consent that the journal for the 121st legislative day and Senate supplement number 46 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Sturgiluski.
Delighted to see a former constituent, but a friend and a transplant to California. Mary Showalter is here today.
It's nice to have you here this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There is a message from the House.
Message of May 11. The Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider CS House Bill 101, Second Fin, Motor Fuel Tax, AS 4340, effective date, and Senate CS for House Bill Number 101, Finance, State Taxation, effective date. Representative Metcalf, Chairman, Representatives Meekin and Cotton, appointed by the President May 11th, were Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, Senators Fisher and Coletta. That is the only message from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Transportation Committee considered second CS House Bill 12, Finance, effective date failed, Alaska Railroad, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Gilman signed no recommendation. Senator Dankworth and Senator Tertullo signed, do pass. House Bill 12 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 575, Jude, culpable mental states prescribed as elements of criminal assaults, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title, and do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr, Anderson, and Ray. House Bill 575 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered House Bill Number 721, naming Elmendorf Bypass Highway after Robert C. Reeve, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Senator Ray, Chairman, signed no recommendation, signing do pass for Senators Gilman, Dankworth, and Curtula. House Bill 721 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommends they be placed on the May 12 calendar. House Joint Resolution Number 77, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature. CSHB 74 Rules Amended, Rights of Debtors and Creditors. CSHB 344 Finance, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a computerized fingerprint system. House Bill 366, making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Housing Authority. House Bill 668, providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game. House Bill 678, membership in electric and telephone cooperatives, CSHB 377 Judam, presumptive terms of imprisonment for felonies, signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senator Ferguson and Ziegler. On House Bill 377, Senator Curtula signed no recommendation. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
There are no reports of special committees. There takes us to the daily calendar this morning. First item on the daily calendar is House Bill 74. Secretary, please read the bill by title.
CS for House Bill Number 74, Rules Amended by the Rules Committee. An act relating to the rights of debtors and creditors. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, chairman, concurring Senator Parr and Senator Anderson. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 74 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS House Bill Number 74, Rules Amended, an act relating to the rights of debtors and creditors.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, this is a technical bill that the Code Revision Commission has done. It updates the law in the area of debtors and creditors' exemptions. This is important because the Bankruptcy Act of the federal government adopts state law in this area. For example, the act that we have before us is generally considered to be a modernization of what in almost every state is a fairly old act. It increases the homestead exemption. It provides that child support payments are exempt under the federal bankruptcy law or exempt from execution. There is a sheet on every member's desk that does explain what the bill does, and I'll be happy to answer any specific questions if there are. The bill has been a long time in production and has been through the House and the Senate over about a four-year period.
Senator Ray.
President, just for the education of some of the less enlightened members like myself, the homestead exemption means that any house, home, wherever your house is or wherever your home is, it doesn't refer to a homestead that you've got out 160 acres or something. Although this is a modernization bill, it still has some archaic language that's necessary, I suppose, in the archives or the annals of the existing laws. But the homestead exemption doesn't mean a homestead per se. It just means where you live.
Mr. President, Senator Ray is absolutely correct. The title on the homestead exemption was not changed because the term itself is well-rooted in law, even though it does not apply to a homestead per se, but any home or dwelling that a person lives in.
Bill is further debate. Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 74, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted with the Secretary. Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 74 has passed the Senate. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 344. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for House Bill Number 344, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a computerized fingerprint system and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. Senators Fisher, Chairman, Eliason, and Coletta signed no recommendation. Senator Bradley signed due pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass and notes no fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Stimson, Strzelewski, Eliason, and Dankworth. There is a Senate committee substitute.
Senator Fisher.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate committee substitute for committee substitute House Bill Number 344, State Affairs, be adopted.
Objections noted. You have the floor, Senator.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease.
I'd like to have permission of the Senate to withdraw my previous motion.
Without objection, that means before us is the simple House bill.
There are no amendments.
There are no amendments. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 344 be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for House Bill Number 344, Finance, an Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a Computerized Fingerprint System and Providing for an Effective Date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You have the floor, Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, a brief explanation for the body. There are about 10 computerized fingerprint machines in the United States. It is one of the top priorities of the Anchorage Police Department, my constituents, and it will aid materially in identifying individuals who leave their fingerprints at the scene of a crime. Presently, the manual system of comparing fingerprints is extremely slow. If you have a bank of, say, 200,000 fingerprints, there is no earthly way that you can compare unknown fingerprints with those fingerprints that are in the bank. This will allow the fingerprints that are taken from the scene of a crime to be automatically compared with the entire bank of fingerprints in the state of Alaska. The police department has a number of prints from scenes of crimes that have been unsolved, and they have reason to believe that the individuals that have committed these crimes, and we have several unsolved murders, as well as the quote that the downtown rapist in Anchorage, that fit into this category. The Anchorage Police Department spent a great deal of time explaining to the committee how this would help solve many of the presently unsolved crimes, and I would highly endorse this bill, Mr. President.
The further debate? Question. Ready for the question? Question is, the Senate adopt House Bill 344. You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
House Bill 344 has been adopted. There's effective date clause. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 366. Secretary, proceed.
House Bill Number 366, effective date failed, by Representatives Clarkson, Adams, Fuller, and Miller. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Housing Authority for purchasers of houses built under the Bartlett Act Housing Program. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with amendments. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Stimson, Stojalewski, and Eliason. Senator Dankford signed no recommendation. The amendment, number one, page 1, line 15, change, June 30, 1982 to June 30, 1983.
To the amendment, Senator Rohde, would you move the amendment?
Mr. President, I move the amendment.
Asking unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent.
Without objection, so are the amendments adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 366 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill Number 366, effective date failed, MS. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Housing Authority for purchasers of houses built under the Bartlett Act Housing Program.
For you for discussion and debate, this was a federal program, was it not? Federal Bartlett program. Ready for the Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. President, I have a question. I don't know exactly who to direct it to, probably the Committee of Referral in this body, but does anyone know if any of those houses are worth buying at this stage? I was involved with some of the housing projects through that, and I'm just curious.
Is there any comment? Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, my understanding is that this is a reimbursement for people that have put money up and it turned out to be substandard housing.
Ready for the question?
Call the question.
Question is, shall House Bill 366 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change their vote?
Senator Farenkamp.
All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 absent.
House Bill 366 has passed the Senate. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 377.
CS for House Bill number 377, Judiciary Amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to factors in aggravation for purposes of imposing presumptive terms of imprisonment for felonies. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with the new title. Senator Rohde signed, do pass. Senator Parr and Senator Anderson signed, no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute, complete with title change.
Objections noted. Committees. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'd just like a brief explanation of the change in subject matter.
Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, the original bill was one that had provisions in it that were put into another bill relating to aggravated factors for the purpose of imposing presumptive terms of imprisonment. The bill was then given the language that you see before you that would allow for forgiveness of judicial services. This involves a matter between the municipality of Anchorage and the state. Originally, we forgave past judicial services. There was a period of time from January of 1975 through June of 76 that were not covered. The city of Anchorage and the state were involved in the state was forced to sue the city of Anchorage at that time. However, they did nothing more than file the suit and said that if the legislature could pass a bill that would settle this matter, it would be to the preference of all parties concerned, and that's why we have this matter before us.
Did the Finance Committee have this bill? Has the Finance Committee had this bill?
No.
Is there a fiscal note to this bill? Senator Sackett.
Mr. Chairman, just two questions to Senator Rohde. One, what bill specifically did the original House Bill 377 get put into, and what is the debt that we're talking about? How much?
Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Through the chair to the Senator Perubi, I do not have the number that Mr. Baskett's language was put into, but I can provide that. This looks like one of the things that we might hold over for a day. The amount is approximately $262,000.
Mr. President, if it's the wish of the members to hold this over for a day, I'll be more than happy to do that.
I think with the fiscal note being put on in the Judiciary Committee, you might want to hold it for a day.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 377 be held on the calendar in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, please proceed.
House Bill number 668 by Representatives Sutcliffe and Fanning, an act providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game related to commercial fishing and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title and a majority no recommendation. Signing no recommendation were Senator Farenkamp, Chairman, Senators Gilman, Sturgiluski, and Fisher. Senator Eliason and Senator Mulcahy signed do pass. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Judiciary Senate Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring, Senator Parr and Senator Anderson.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
An objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 668, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. an act providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game related to commercial fishing and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 668 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 668, Judiciary, an act providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game related to commercial fishing and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion debate.
Mr. President, the bill provides for access to fish tickets by Fish and Wildlife Protection, which is not now allowed. It sunsets that access in 1984 to ensure that the program is thoroughly reviewed. All parties, the department, as well as those people involved in the fishing industries, were agreeable to the compromise that's in Senate, or rather in House Bill 668.
You have the floor, Senator Elias.
Mr. President, this particular bill was in the Subcommittee of the Resources for a number of weeks. We thought it several occasions we had a compromise worked out, and unfortunately it sort of fell apart at the last moment. I think the problem we had was the rights of privacy versus the rights of the fish and game to apprehend those people who could be fishing in violation of fish and game regulations. So what we compromised out is the fact that they will be allowed to access these fish tickets for a two-year period, and they'll have to come back to the legislature in 2 years and show us just exactly how this information has helped them apprehend those who have been violating fish and game laws. And if, in fact, they cannot do that, Mr. President, this will be sunsetted out, and that information will be retained in private, with privacy all again.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 377 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
House Bill 668 has passed. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar.
House Bill number 678 by Representative Martin, an act relating to membership in electric and telephone cooperatives. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senator Parr and Senator Anderson.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read it.
Senate CS for House Bill number 678 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to membership in electric and telephone cooperatives. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. You have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 678 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 678, an act relating to membership in electric and telephone cooperatives.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, this bill allows several cooperatives, electric or telephone, to join together to form a cooperative, or for a single cooperative to divide its operations into a generating cooperative and a transmitting cooperative that has financial benefits in terms of the cooperative's mortgage. The Senate Committee substitute provides some neutral pronouns for the bill.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, just a question of the Judiciary Chairman. I'm not clear on the real need for this. Why can't this be addressed within the bylaws? I mean, I don't have any objection to it. I just don't understand why we need a change in the law.
You have the floor, Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, the present cooperative statutes do require for the formation of a separate cooperative, at least five members, and it would be impossible for a cooperative or several cooperatives, unless there were more than five, to form together in joint cooperatives. As we see in the rail belt, there is concern that perhaps it's appropriate for several cooperatives to join together. This particular bill came in response to a problem, however, in Fairbanks, where Golden Valley wished to split its operations into what's called a G&T, a generating, and I'll explain why that's beneficial. If a cooperative splits its generating capacity into one cooperative and its transmitting capacity into another cooperative, it has financial advantages. The advantages are that a generating cooperative only has to cover its mortgage at one times the amount of the mortgage. A transmission cooperative has to cover its mortgage at 1.5 times the amount of the mortgage, which of course increases the payment, and this is pursuant to federal law.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 678 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 678 has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is the proposed constitutional amendment, H.J.R. 77. Secretary, read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 77 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature. The Judiciary Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senator Parr and Senator Anderson.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Joint Resolution Number 77, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature. There are no amendments.
If there are no amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 77 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Objections, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill. Third reading.
Senate CS for House Joint Resolution Number 77, Judiciary, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Question is called for. Senator Fisher.
I'd like to address a question to whoever may have the answer, if I may.
You have the floor,
the
Senator.
Mr. President, is this not the same matter that was voted on in last general election and the previous general election and turned down by the voters?
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, through the chair, the answer to that is yes. The information we've gotten from the voters that we've talked with, though, did not understand the vote that they had due to the description on the in the election, and we're trying again.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, if I understood Senator Fisher's question, he implied he'd been on the ballot twice. I only know it once. And it is my belief, in accordance with what Senator Fahrenkamp said, that many people did not understand what they were voting on. And the problem there is, of course, that those of us, nearly everybody's running for election, you're more concerned with trying to get your own campaign going, and you don't have much time left over to inform the voters on a matter like this. I would hope if this does get on the ballot that at least a lot of us will try to make more of an effort to inform the voters. If they understand it, they'll pass it.
Senator A.
And that before on several subjects, time after time. This would, if passed, effectively annul the Alive decision.
Senator Lyason, are you seeking the floor? Questions called for. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 77 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Joint Resolution 77 has been adopted under the rules. Takes us down to unfinished business this morning. Are there items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings? Are there announcement of committee meetings? Senator Bennett has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Friday at 8:30 a.m., the Senate Finance Committee will take up House Bill 608, an act establishing uniform administrative procedures. Also, House Bill 695, an act establishing vocational educational employment training task force. Also, House Bill 696, an act making special appropriation to the vocational education. Also, House Bill 844, an act relating to finance of health facilities. Also, House Bill 876, an act providing for federal budget impact funds.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, may we revert to unfinished business?
Without objection.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive the referral on House Bill 159 from Judiciary. However, note that it does have a new fiscal note, and therefore the Finance Committee Chairman should look at it.
It will be sent to Finance. Senator Eliason?
And I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to bring up reconsideration of House Bill 668.
Reconsideration of which bill?
House Bill 668.
House Bill 668. You've noted your reconsideration.
That's it.
I have the floor, Mr. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 34, which was waived from Hess, be referred to Judiciary.
House Bill 34 has been waived from Hess.
Mr. President.
Just one moment.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we, at the request of Mr. Eliason, that we take up reconsideration of House Bill 668 at this time.
Senator Eliason gave the reconsideration notice. There's no objection. Bill will be before us. Secretary, please read the bill in third reading.
Senate CS for House Bill number 668, Judiciary, an act providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game related to commercial fishing and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 668 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 nays.
The bill has been adopted, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move asking unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection. Effective date clauses, multiple have been adopted. Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up reconsideration for House Bill number 174.
Reconsideration has been noted. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 174 rules, an act relating to public employees subject to collective bargaining. And third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration be held over one legislative day for a possible amendment.
Object.
Jackson's notes, House bill.
May we stand at ease?
We'll be at ease. Anderson had requested that his reconsideration be held over for one legislative day. Is there further objection?
I withdraw the objection.
Without objection, reconsideration will be held till tomorrow on House Bill 174. It'll be in third reading tomorrow. Are there further items under unfinished business, announcement of committee meetings? Mr. Finance Chairman?
Under unfinished business, we might, Mr. President.
You have the floor,
we'd
Senator.
Like to waive the referral on House Bill 849, an act relating to electronic and telephone cooperatives. Also, House Bill 112, I'm correction, House Bill 12.
House Bill 12.
To do with vehicles. Also, waive House Bill 591, and act making corrective amendments in the Alaska statutes by, as recommended by the revisor of statutes.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Mr. Judiciary Chairman?
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today in the Butcherbitch Room. The bills are posted. We will have a very active calendar today in an effort to get bills to the floor. Also, the Conference Committee on the Loans Package will be meeting at 4 o'clock in the Senate Finance Room.
Are there items, Senator? You have the floor, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Senate Resources will meet today at 1:30, and the bills have been posted.
Senator Ray?
The Legislative Council will meet at 12:30 in the Butcherbitch Room. It would be a very short meeting, but I request all members to be there. It has to do with the fiscal problem.
Are there items under special orders? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until approximately 4 p.m. or at the call of the chair for a skeleton session.
We are recessed. Convert to messages from the House.
Message of May 12. The House passed CS for SS for Senate Bill 702, Finance, transferring parts of certain fiscal year 1982 Agricultural Action Council appropriation allocations to the Nanana Talcheket Agricultural Development Project, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for distribution of additional salmon enhancement tax receipts to regional associations with the following amendment. House CS for SS for SB 702 FinMH. Transferring parts of certain Agricultural Action Council appropriation allocations to the Nanana Talcheket Agricultural Development Project. Amending an appropriation made in Chapter 50 of Session Laws 1980, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for distribution of additional salmon enhancement tax receipts to regional associations, making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature, effective date, and returning for consideration. That is the only House message.
It would be up to the Senate to concur in those amendments, so could they be on the legislature's desk 4 o'clock today? We told everybody it would be a skeleton session. Tomorrow we can concur.
Yes,
are there reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Bill number 621 amended, issuance of certificates of birth for persons born outside the United States and adopted by Alaska residents, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Anderson, and Parr. House Bill 621 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 848, reenacting the law relating to the marital deduction and testamentary transfers, and reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Ray and Senator Anderson signed a recommendation. House Bill 848 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports this afternoon.
Thank you very much. I guess we have an adjournment motion before us. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. May 13th.
Objection. We're adjourned.